Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here with the Frank Talk 104.3 FM, Liberty Works Radio Network, as you heard before we came back from the break. And again, I'm here today with my guest co-host, Stan Treleaven of the American Foundation. What we're going to do here, we've got one last segment, and Stan, I tell you what, he's never been on the radio. He's never had this opportunity. Is this guy ready or what? He is fully equipped, fully loaded, and has much to say. So that's why I invited him here, and we'll see what we can do in the future. We're going to see he's loaded with information, and I find anytime you talk about these any issue of the day that we have to deal with, he's got perspective. He's ready to go. Again, he's fully loaded and ready to go. So, Stan, when we were on the break, you offered something to me that specifically that you wanted to talk about that you have a passion of. Obviously, you're passionate about all of it, but go ahead and take it from that place that you wanted to convey to our listeners, and we'll see how I facilitate this for the next 13 minutes.
Okay. Thank you, David. I just went through in the last, before the break, about officially sanctioned prayer in public schools, mandatory Bible reading. Women had the right to abortion at any time. Limited laws that banned obscenity were overturned. Student-led prayer, unconstitutional, voided all laws prohibiting late-term abortion, and struck down all laws prohibiting sodomy. Now, the Supreme Court of the United States did that. And we talked earlier about this is one of the communist aims, and it always has been, not just for the United States, but for any country they go into. Now, you know, in England, when Russia overran what we called Eastern Europe, the first thing they did, they did what was known as deconstruct Christianity. They went into all of the schools and they deconstructed the Judeo-Christian value structure. And they preached Marxism, Leninism, and all of the all of the things that went with that. And again, our Supreme Court decisions had nothing to do with achieving constitutional rights, but everything to do with pushing a social and a liberal anti-Christian agenda and replacing it with humanist or Marxist ideologies. Now, today, federal and state governments in the United States are doing precisely what the Russians, the Soviets did after they occupied Eastern Europe in 1946. Beginning in the public schools, they eliminated the Christian values of the conquered nation's culture and what it was based on. We referred to it then as Christian deconstruction. What the Supreme Court has done in the United States is the same thing. Our present government has done and is in the process of doing that, and for the same purpose, and it's still called Christian deconstruction, like it was in Europe. The stormtroopers of change came mainly through the entertainment media and the universities, where, according to David Horowitz in his book Radical Sun, he says, Marxists and socialists are now the tenured establishment of the academic world. And he went on further to say in that book, more Marxists can be found in the faculties of American colleges than ever existed in the whole United Soviet bloc. Interestingly, our government, through the Supreme Court of the United States decisions, has chosen to remove 50 million babies from our society, depriving our nation of a whole generation's workforce and forcing it to accept 20 million poorly educated aliens as a replacement.
That's right.
By adding the problems created by no-fault divorce, we have 50 million children who have experienced the problems associated with an almost 50% divorce rate, and by rewriting and or not teaching American history in our public school system, most of our children today are growing up without a clear understanding of how our republic began in the first place. If children don't know how their freedom was acquired in the beginning, how long it took, and how much it cost to purchase, they will never know the true value of freedom.
Well, their parents don't know it right now, Stan.
That's right. And they will also never know the noble heritage that the left is seeking to deprive them of.
Now, how about this in North Carolina? We know a couple of months ago, they wanted to teach history only after 1877. I think somebody else, it was either you were talking to or somebody was saying they were going to get their studies in history from 1865 onward. And then, of course, I guess you probably know about a lot of the things that are going on in Texas with regard to the curriculum. What are your comments about that?
Well, you see, this is exactly it. They can pull the wool over anybody's eyes from 1874 on, and they can put the bait and switch in there. However, when you go beyond that, you can't. As I said earlier, John Quincy Adams, when he was talking about America in his day, what was he, the sixth president, sequential president of the United States, he said that America was he started saying almost everybody, and then he ended up by saying everybody is a Christian in the United States. Our whole nation was based on the whole concept of Judeo-Christian values.
And it's a value where we don't impose by the power of the sword Christianity upon people. It's his kindness he leads us to repentance. That is the Christian perspective. And that's the perspective of the founders. If you read the writings of Samuel West that he submitted to these guys that are off getting ready to go sign a Declaration of Independence, he wrote a sermon to them, and he pointed out that ours is not a place where you impose Christianity upon the Turk or the Papist or the different terms he used. It was a place where you were at liberty to be accountable to Almighty God without having the sword being a point of influence.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. You don't have to be a prophet in order to know a country is deconstructing when it's doing things like this. It is rendering its own moral laws illegal.
Yeah.
And replacing them with and replacing long established morality with stuff like what you're talking about.
Right. And now punishing people who don't want anything to do
Absolutely.
With the immorality.
It's also promoting homosexuality in its public schools to replace 400 years of successful Judeo-Christian values. Why those values built strong families. Those strong families built a strong nation and a nation of moral people.
Okay, I've got something as a consequence.
Okay,
this came out of New Zealand news. I think it was the Sydney Herald. Bad laws, not bad, and I'm going to use the term prostitutes, say sex workers. Sex workers have rallied in Sydney to demand an end to the, if you've got children, and this is going to be a rated higher than PG thing, go ahead and turn off the radio for the next 8 seconds. They said that the sex workers had rallied in Sydney to demand an end to, quote unquote, whorephobic attitudes and greater protection under anti-discrimination laws. I'm going to sum it up. In Australia, there are these people who are prostitutes or involved in that kind of trafficking industry and things like that, say that people who don't like it are phobic. And so now we're going to have anti-discrimination laws against those who think that morality is what's going to save our society. That's what's showing up, folks.
Well, you see, by changing the law and changing the words, they think they're changing the law.
Right.
This is what diversity is all about. Diversity is cultural communism, and that's exactly what that's doing. But in promoting homosexuality in its public schools to replace 400 years of successful Christian values, while pushing for homosexual marriage, and then it goes in for the mantra of diversity and all of those the things that you're talking about right here. But this is a nation that's turning parental control of its children over to an increasingly malicious and dysfunctional Marxist-oriented government.
That's right.
It's promoting open borders and encouraging illegal immigrants to feed out of the same bowl we citizens have paid for. Talking about illegal immigrants, look, John F. Kennedy said we would have a man on the moon this decade. And within 10 years, he had a man on the moon, okay? We've been trying for that same period of time to get a fence built across Mexico.
That's right. You went to the moon and back.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, we're finding it more difficult, as I said here, to stretch a barbed wire fence across Mexico. Now, given these circumstances, I'm amazed. I'm amazed at the nonchalant attitude and the lack of concern or involvement by the very people who have the most to lose, namely parents. Handing over our children to an educational system dedicated to the deconstruction of the parents' values is frightening. America is witnessing a massive transfer of legal power to people with a value structure based on the religion of humanism. Humanism and Marxism has never, ever produced personal freedom for anyone ever in the history of the world.
In fact, it has never succeeded as an economically. It cannot sustain itself, so said a popular socialist in the area.
No, our present government today is systematically dismantling America's 400-year-old traditional Judeo-Christian value structure and replacing it with the bilge that comes from the humanist and Marxist pen.
Well, Stan, we're going to wrap this up here. We've got a few minutes. You've had a good time to basically talk about something. I think there's a lot of people listening and go, wow, yeah, he's right. Maybe some people think he's wrong, but they didn't call our toll-free number, and I'm not going to tell you what it is because it's too late now. You had your opportunity with my fairness doctrine using my toll-free number, but you've missed your opportunity. What really, when it comes down to this, if we all disappear next week and we don't get back here on this radio program, what would you want the listeners here? We got about, you can give them about 3 minutes of information. What would you like them to take with this today?
First of all, the problem is one of morality. Those are the issues that separate this nation. The problems of morality. Morality is the answers to moral problems are spiritual. The people who are supposed to be the spiritual leaders of this country are not, they're not only in the front lines, they're not even in the behind the lines. They're not supplying the people in the front lines. They're ignoring what's happening. Get to your pastor. Get to your church leader. Get involved in the church that you belong to. And if you don't belong to a church, go somewhere. And if the pastor won't listen to you and or the message that you're bringing to him, go somewhere where he will. We need the pastors in this country. We need them to wake up. This is your job, Pastor. This is your leading this crusade, or you're not in it at all. We need the pastors to be woken up and to be involved, and if they're not, replace them.
Good word, I guess. We'll see. Is that what it is, folks? I mean, it's something to think about. What are you doing? It's not to chastise people are in their pastor leadership role. But what it is let's get engaged. This is a difficult thing. And the more people are involved, the less difficult it becomes. So that's something to think about. One thing also is you hear this kind of religious rhetoric. We talk about spiritual issues. You've heard the term, the truth shall make you free. Well, there's a prerequisite. If you want to know where that phrase came from, it didn't come off the walls at some famous university on the East Coast. It came from the statement of Jesus. He said, if you abide, if you live in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So there's a prerequisite to truth. And if you've got somebody literally who's walking like Jesus taught us to walk with that same kind of courage, the same kind of commitment, devotion, and selflessness, it is salt and light on the world around him. It preserves. And it's going to make a change for the better. It's the Christian perspective. Love God and love your neighbor as yourself. Folks, that is what the greatness of this nation came from, people who were committed to that because it was a part of their very being. And if we're not, hey, folks, it's appointed man once to die and then the judgment. And Stan has something here. Which direction, America? You cannot change what you will not confront. Nobody makes a greater mistake than he who does nothing because he could only do a little. That's from Edmund Burke. Come back next week, 3 to 5 on Saturday for this Faith and Freedom Show on Liberty Works Radio Network, Frank Talk 104.3 FM. Check us out on the web at faithfreedoms.org.